Rob, this is great news. The Red Hot Summer Tour has announced a second leg of its 2021 festival run with a date at Mount Penang Parklands on the Central Coast of Kariong.
I know, this coast will be frothing for this.
I know, Sunday 24th of October. We're going to have Vicar and Linda Bull, John Stevens, Diesel, as well the Hoodoo Gurus, Chris Chaney, and Jimmy Barnes, the main man, joins us.
He's with us now. G'day, Jimmy.
Barnesy.
How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I am faint and fit, ready to rock.
The last time we spoke to you, you just signed about 30,000 copies or 20,000 copies of your book. How's your wrist?
Yeah, I don't mind selling books and writing books, but I'm happy to be getting out playing music, I tell you.
Bet you are. It's been a long time between drinks, and you and the guys just must be champing at the bit to get on stage and just fire up.
Well, everybody on this bill, we're all mates for a start, and we all normally tour constantly, and we just love playing music. And to break this drought of live music that we've had from COVID, to get out together and tour, on a bill like this is just going to be awesome.
Hey, Jimmy, the other day, Rob and I were looking, because we're on your Facebook page. We stalk you.
We like that. Okay.
We're sometimes looking through your bathroom window, but that's on another day.
We shut our eyes in some mornings and imagine you on a soapbox singing to us.
That was us. And Jimmy, we love this one that you did with Mossy, The Crazy Love from Van Morrison. Let's have a listen. Oh, just brilliant. Margo and Jane.
Unreal, mate.
It's pretty tough not to sound good when you're singing with Mossy. He's just so awesome. Jane and I were just sitting there laughing, because we've been doing these every day, just her and I, making music for fun. And then you get someone like Mossy in there who just, he picks a guitar up and it just, everything just sounds phenomenal, So it's just great.
And Jimmy, the last time we spoke about, you were telling us about Jane, your wife, picking up the guitar and learning during COVID.
Yeah.
She's going so well, mate.
She's doing really well. And it's funny because, on the social media, people have been writing in, Jane's getting good at the start. Then, she's getting really good. We don't really need you anymore, Jim. And then we're getting like, there's a new Moss in town, And when Ian came down to spend the weekend, I said, Ian, people have written you, you're out of the band now, Jane's in, He said, really? So it was great, he loved it.
You reckon you might write her on, have her on the next album, Jimmy?
Oh, absolutely, buddy. She's already playing guitar on stage. We did about 2 months ago, we did a show in Darwin, and Jane debuted on acoustic guitar, rhythm guitar on stage. So she's awesome. She plays bagpipes and acoustic guitar on stage with me, and she's becoming a star of the show.
Jimmy,
we're turning it to the Jane Barnes Band.
Well, on the poster for the Red Hot Summer Tour, they've crossed your name out and they've just got Jane.
it'd be a smart move. I think there's a lot of people that love to come and see you. Now, I'd go.
Oh, mate, of course. Hey, mate, well, Christmas coming up, not too far away. What do you got planned for Christmas?
Christmas is about family. So, we're going to have all the kids and the grandkids down. And we'll be, it's a big day of eating, reflecting on life and realizing how lucky we are. Singing a few songs. I normally get up in the morning, first thing I do is put on the Tin Lids, Christmas album. And then I get a bit of teary and I turn it up loud and wake the kids up and they come out and go, just turn that off, would you, Dad? You're embarrassing them. In front of our friends and the neighbours,
There's plenty of honey in the vocal cords in your family. I can imagine everyone singing along. It'd sound like something else.
Oh, mate, we do a bit of carols, we do a few carols. I'm going to make an album of Christmas carols. I've decided because I've got all the kids, they all sing along with us on Christmas Day anyway. So, we'll make something beautiful.
Mate, Jimmy, what was it like, you were talking about the kids. What was it like when they had parent-teacher night and so the kids go, oh, here's my dad, Jimmy. And the teacher goes, are you Jimmy Barnes? Are you Jimmy Barnes?
I used to get because my son Jackie went to Cranbrook, in Sydney. So I'd go there, and they'd have me on one of those things where you throw the ball at the target, and then I get dunked in the water and stuff like this. I'd be in this I'd have to be in the school band with the headmaster, and there'd be a really bad band, and I'd be like, oh God, I'm gonna sing with them, because the fundraisers. But it was always good fun, yeah. And I worked in the tuck shop at my girls' school one year, but that was good.
Yeah, but I bought a sausage roll from Jimmy Barnes.
and it was great because there's a couple of the mums in there, and nobody in their queue, and I had about 150 people in my queue waiting to come up.
Hey, Jimmy, what about when, you know, we speak to different artists, we say, what about, oh, it was to Gleeso when, you know, when you're ringing an insurance company or a bank or whatever, and you say, oh, Dave Gleeson, when people go, what's your name? Oh, Jimmy Barnes. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Jimmy Barnes, that's funny. James, does that happen ever?
Yeah, it does. And you go, yeah, so I like the singer. And I say, yeah, sort of like the singer.
That's right. Just go along
with
it.
Yeah, I have sang it. You know, the other thing that happens to me now, though, because I've been around so long, you know, I used to bring, like, you know, information, you know, 013 or whatever it was, you know, and I'd to get a number, I'd say, could I get the number for such and such? And they go, is that Jimmy Barnes? How the hell did you know that, you know? They know my voice now, you know? Christ.
Well, mate, you're so kind. You talk with everyone. You're really, really open with yourself, and you're accessible to Australia, and that's kind of why we love you. So it's not surprising everyone knows your voice.
I've driven them nuts for years. They should know it by now.
Look, the last time we spoke, I was very disappointed. I said, if there was James Packer or me, who would you choose? And you said neither of us. Very disappointed. I haven't got over that, Jimmy.
What? You're not going to refloat that question, surely.
Yeah, he's trying again, you know, because James is having the trouble. Listen, all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go with you, okay?
Oh, Jimmy, you don't know what you've done to him.
Oh, I don't know what I've done to him.
Oh, Jimmy, I can't wait to come around. I won't be staring through that bathroom window at you.
Oh, no.
Now, if you want tickets for Jane Barnes with husband Jimmy, you can get the Red Hot...
At the Red Hot Summer Tour.
And that is happening Mount Penang Parklands here at Carryong. It's going to be Sunday, 24th of October. Now, these tickets go on sale the 3rd of December. You're also going to Colburn, mate. We look forward to it. Mate, thank you so much for everything you do for Australian music. And you join us.
Mate, we have a ball.
Yeah, mate.
We have a ball doing it. Yeah.
And for all your help you've done with us this year, Jimmy. Really appreciate it,
You look like
mate.
You're having a heap of fun. Barnsley, thank you.
All the best, guys.